Hi everyone, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we're going to have a session which is a bit special. I have Tom Davies with us today.
Hi there.
And Tom will introduce himself. But first, what I want to say is actually, what you're going to hear today is a lesson about Internet of Things and what we're doing here at Microsoft. So we talk a lot about technology. We dive into, here are our solutions, here are the tools, here's how to code for these devices and this backend solutions. What we want to do today is slow down, step back, draw the big picture of what we consider or we define being the Internet of Things, and then explain how the various products and solutions that we have fit in that big picture, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
So Tom, before getting into that, can you introduce yourself to our audience? Who are you at Microsoft besides being my boss?
Well, the most important thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to behave today. So who are you and what are you doing?
So I'm Tom Davies. I'm part of the Azure IoT Business Acceleration team. So we're looking at taking partners and customers and helping them get their solutions implemented and really getting them into production as quickly as they can.
Cool. So you wanted to have a whiteboard, we had a blackboard.
A bit old school, but that's fine.
Yeah, a bit old school, but that's okay. And actually, old school way, you can actually whiteboard or blackboard, actually that description of what the Internet of Things is, right?
Absolutely. Should we get started? Yeah. Okay, so let's imagine, first of all, we have our physical world, okay? And in our physical world, we have all our assets or our things that are out there. And the whole idea is bringing this physical world into the digital world. So we're bringing a new dimension to what we're doing. So at the moment, there's a divide between these two worlds. So what we're doing with Azure IoT is really connecting these two worlds together. So we can bring these connections, and up on these connections, we can start having things like telemetry data. We can start having things like events. We could start having things, different measurements, statuses, et cetera, et cetera. And at this point, Azure IoT allows us to look at the health of all those assets that are out there. We can do things like device management to ensure that they're running the right things, they're behaving themselves, and if there's an issue, something can we can sort of rectify that issue.
Okay.
But really, if we start talking to executives, they're going, yeah, that's great, I like that. But I'm really interested in using this digital transformation to change my business. And that could be doing something like having connected field service, where we really want to modernize the way that we're servicing these assets down here. Mm-hmm. It could be something around sort of energy management, the way that we're consuming energy. We want to start optimizing that because that's going to start bringing real savings. Mm-hmm. Or we want to look at sort of new revenue models. How can I start using data that I'm getting from the Internet of Things, from these physical assets, to start providing a digital service to my customers to help them optimize their business? So really, this is where the second half comes in. I want to start connecting up this information that I've been gathering here in Azure IoT and connecting it up into these strategies, these digital transformation strategies. So what we start seeing is sort of this information flowing up through Azure IoT, that we're managing all that, getting the right information at the right time.
At scale, actually, which is
at
one
scale,
of the key
scale, because there's not just
that.
Three of these assets out there. There could be millions of them.
And in a secure way as well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And driving that information and those events up into these business systems. Because really, this is where the value is up here. It's not down here in the sort of plumbing part of it. Mm-hmm. But as you can see from this diagram, if you don't have this central part of Azure IoT, it's going to be impossible to really create that strong value there. And once I've got that information up into these other business systems, I can start taking action on it. So again, connected field service could be sending data back down or an action and sort of saying, hey, Azure IoT, can you tell this asset down here to turn itself off at 5 o'clock in the afternoon because a field service technician is going to come and change that. Mm-hmm. Or it could be energy. With energy, we could be saying, right, you should start consuming at a certain level at a certain time of day to optimize that. Mm-hmm. And then for new revenue streams, we can start saying the parameters of operation can change. So we're pushing things back down. And so it becomes a circle. And every time we're improving, and this is what we're calling the digital feedback loop, where I'm taking this data, that we're managing with the IoT system and pushing it into my business systems.
Okay.
There's one more thing I really want to show you, because this is important to everything we're looking at. If we start looking at how things are evolving, excuse me, I'm just moving a bit off the board here, but if you can imagine, we have the cloud. Now, the cloud gives us infinite power, and it gives us a lot of intelligence, but we need a lot of processing to do that. But we want to take that intelligence and put it down onto the edge. So this is why we need IoT, the part that sits in the middle, that connects sort of the digital world.
Because right now, what you describe is Azure IoT being part of the digital world. It's in the cloud, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but then IoT, this part, pushes that down and connects the physical world. So the IoT is connecting digital world to physical world.
Okay.
And then we bring in our edge technology. And this, I'm sure you've done some shows on Azure IoT Edge, is how do we actually deliver that intelligence at the edge? And we start having our artificial intelligence on this. So you see this sort of curve of what's going on. There's this sort of improving and putting all these pieces together. And if we take the edge, what that really means is sort of being down there on the edge, delivering the intelligence that I'm defining up here. So I've got the digital world with the cloud, defining the intelligence, the Internet of Things connecting digital world to physical world, the edge allowing me to deliver that right the way down there in the physical asset, and the artificial intelligence coming in up here, using all the data and making things far more predictable and getting business benefits from it.
Awesome. I think it's getting clear. I like
that. Well, hopefully, and hopefully this is a sort of a relatively clear diagram that you can sort of picture things to put everything together.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
That was
awesome. Thanks, everyone, for watching. See you soon on The IoT Show.
Thank you.